Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The word of our Savior Jesus recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 43. Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. During the week that Jesus died, he told a story that compared God's kingdom to a vineyard. He said that there was a landowner who rented out a vineyard. When it was time for the harvest, the landowner expected to receive his fruit. But instead, the renter seized, beat, and stoned all the servants the landowner sent. They even killed the landowner's son. In Jesus' story, the landowner represented God, and the renters represented the evil religious leaders of the day. Jesus was trying to show those leaders that he knew they were planning on killing him. Jesus wanted them to see their sin, believe in him, and let their lives be transformed by his love. Sadly, they wanted nothing to do with Jesus' message of forgiveness. So Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit." The kingdom of God has been taken away from others and given to you, and he wants you to be different than those who were unfaithful. He wants you to produce good fruit. What does that mean? That means that you acknowledge that you are a broken sinner, but more importantly, that you receive the love of God in Christ Jesus. Then God wants his love to transform every area of your life so that you produce the fruit of good works. Because your heart is filled with the gospel, your life will be different than the religious leaders of Jesus' day. They use the people to get money, but you will serve people in love. They prayed to be seen by people, but you will pray for the good of people. They use their religion to look down on others, but you will love others as God has loved you. Just like in Jesus' story, on the last day the landowner, God, will return and expect good fruit. When he looks at your life, he will find it, because your life has been transformed by the grace of Jesus. Jesus has done everything for you. Now do everything for him as you wait for his return. Lord Jesus, you have given me so many wonderful opportunities to serve you. Work in me that I might give you glory in my home, job, and community. Amen.
Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.